Just ahead, the surprising fallout from the Chernobyl disaster, the psychological scars of being forced from your home. First, this page from the Animal Notebook with Maggie Villiger.
Fish don't get a lot of credit for being exciting pets, but after hearing about this bit of new research, you may give the family goldfish a second glance. It turns out that fish called koi, members of the carp family, are quite the little music critics. One scientist set out to investigate just how discriminating their musical ears are. She played snippets of music for three koi named Beauty, Oro, and Peppy. The selections were blues music by John Lee Hooker and oboe concertos by Bach. With the incentive of food pellets, the fish learned to tell the difference between the two composers. The fish would press a button with their snouts to ask for food whenever they heard the blues and swim tranquilly while classical was played. Then researchers upped the ante, presenting the fish with new tunes by different blues artists and classical composers. The koi continued to classify the pieces by genre. Now scientists hope to further investigate exactly what musical qualities the fish were using to classify what they heard. But so far, experiments suggest that they don't rely on rhythmic cues, timbre, or timing. No word yet on which type of music the fish preferred, though Franz Schubert's Trout and Muddy Waters were part of the rotation. That's this week's Animal Note. I'm Maggie Villiger.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.